Thank you. To make a salute to Leo Wenhoek, the inventor of the lens. The simple, eccentric Dutch man living in Delft, ridiculed by the people, laughed at by the people as he ground the lens tirelessly so that we could find microbes that make us ill, and so also we could read the fine print. Thank you, Leo Wenhoek. I have been to Delft not to buy the fine Delftware that all the tourists line up to, but to lay a flower upon your grave.
Circle the blue fields and grease the night. eyes were like two suns. Yeah. White lids, white ovals, seeing everything just a little bit too clearly. And he looked around, and there were no black ships in sight. There was no black funeral cars. There was nothing except for him, the raven. And he fell on his knees, and he looked up, and he cried out.
Here, let me go. Please take me up fast. Please.
sand and it coagulated like a mirror of glass. When it hardened, looked at the surface, saw its face. With their eyes, they were just two white opals.
I don't feel bad.
had a dream. I came in on a clearing. There were natives in a circle, bending and gesturing. I saw a man stretched across a marble slab, Jim Morrison. He was alive, with wings that merged with the marble. Like Prometheus, he struggled, but freedom was beyond him. I stood over him, chanting, "Break it up, break it up, Jim. Break it up, break it up, break it up, Jim. Break it up." Code etched like some new hieroglyphics. "Break it up, break it up, Jim. Break it up, break it up, Jim." Hours like orders, passing like water. "Break it up, Jim. Break it up, break it up, Jim. Break it up." Time moved as my mouth. The stone dissolved and he flew away. I brushed the feathers from my hair. I adjusted my pillow and I returned to sleep.
Thank you.
from the other end of the hallway. The rhythm was generating. The hallway smooth on the other side. He felt inside the film of a singular eye on either side. Drove it deep in Johnny.
dimensions. It drove him crazy. But you experience.
all know that we have to continue educating ourselves and our young and do everything we can do to help each other and pray for all the people that are suffering, that don't have the facilities and the drugs and the hope that we have here, and just try in all our efforts to make that happen. And just since many of us have lost our friends to AIDS, we'll give them a good thought. Steadfast. You were so good last night. That is true.
Give me that, oh baby, here as I am. Pull me
lantern in hand. Love your brother. Seek nothing from him. Not gratitude, nor oil, nor his territory, nor his faith, nor his God. Seek nothing. Give him your love. Thank you. we recorded this song in, I think it was 1987, early in 1987. Fred Sonic Smith and I were with it. And my daughter, who was still inside me, kicked me the whole time we recorded it. And it's really beautiful to be able to see her here. She's gonna kick me later. But I remember when I was doing the vocal for this song, when I was singing the words, "People have the power," what I was really thinking of is that my good friend Robert Mapplethorpe was dying of AIDS, and I didn't have the power to help him except to pray for him to have strength. But we are making a lot of headway. Now we do have the power to help people, to prolong people's lives, to give them a good quality of life. But there are people all over the world. There are millions of people in Africa and all over the world who cannot access these drugs. Why do we have rich, rich corporations, drug companies, making billions of dollars and withholding a healing process from the people? We should ask ourselves.